I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Our KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday, the 4th of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 74 degrees.
5400 South, a portion of it closed in Kearns. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We begin this hour with breaking news in Kearns, where police are investigating an officer-involved shooting.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 56th West and 54th South with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, like you guys have been seeing on the traffic cameras, this is a very heavy police presence over here around 54th West and 54th South. I'd say there's at least a dozen police vehicles here on the scene. They blocked off about a block and a half in this area. The problem is there's not a whole lot of details available. This broke just about a half hour ago. It has been confirmed, though, to be an officer-involved shooting investigation. We still don't know anything about possible injuries, IDs, or anything else surrounding this. We will be providing updates throughout the morning, though, as more information comes our way. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of protesters show up at the Cottonwood City building in reaction to that protest on Sunday. Police say protesters turned violent, but protesters claim officers became violent first. John Hammond lives in the area.
We found wrenches in the middle of the street. We found all kinds of stuff that you would use to throw. And so I thought the police did a great job. I was so glad that they were there.
About 300 members of an armed militia also showed up. They say they were there to de-escalate the situation and deter any violence.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Teachers, parents, and students are planning more rallies today as school districts finalize their fall plans.
When we were doing online school, in my personal experience, my grades tanked.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Tim, a growing number of parents and students have RSVP'd to this event. They're going to gather in front of the Davis School Board meeting tonight to ask that classes go back to 5 days a week instead of the new plan of every other day. Donovan Drake is a high school senior who started a petition.
And a lot of people with learning disabilities just function much better if they're sitting there being taught by a person, if they can interact with a person and not through just an email.
Some teachers and staff are also worried about where their children will go while they're working, and parents say their voices are not being heard. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas, who has more on a protest in the Granite School District.
The Granite Education Association is organizing the protest before the Board of Education meets at their offices along State Street in South Salt Lake. The association's president says many are not satisfied with the district's plan, calling social distancing an impossibility under it. They want to adopt a modified schedule that keeps half the kids out of the building. The rally is supposed to start at 4:30. The board meets at 5. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
Tornado and flood warnings are up along the East Coast. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, tropical storm Isaias grinds across North Carolina today. This man lives at Ocean Isle Beach where the storm made landfall as a hurricane overnight.
House was definitely shaking and swaying earlier in the evening.
One death is now reported in North Carolina. Major metros of Washington, Philadelphia, and New York are in the storm's path the next couple days. A memo from FEMA shows COVID deaths increased 24% last week from the week before, but not all the news is bad. Vice President Pence tells Fox News.
Cases are declining. Emergency room visits are declining.
New infections nationwide went down 9% week over week. Progress is reported towards a new stimulus package, but an agreement still not close. Senate leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, the Democratic leader is still refusing to let struggling Americans get another dime. unless he gets a massive tax cut for wealthy people in blue states.
Democrats are demanding aid for state and local governments. Republicans oppose. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Chicago saw 100 homicides last month, more than that, the highest one-month total in 28 years. So far this year, 40 children have died by gunfire in the Windy City. Other major cities across the nation also seeing huge jumps in homicides. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We've got another day of sunshine and very warm temperatures across the Beehive State.
After a number of triple-digit days, we're going to be awfully close again today, but we'll shave off about 4 or 5 degrees for this afternoon. So I'm not even going to say cool down because we're still up into the upper 90s and sunshine still slightly above the average, but maybe not quite to the level we've been at the last couple of days.
Grant says we can expect a high of about 96 along the Wasatch Front today with a high of 107 in St. George by Friday. Maybe we'll cool into the lower 90s.
Scientists are keeping an eye on Utah's groundwater levels following the heat wave and a very dry spring. Glenn Merrill with the National Weather Service says reservoir levels are still okay, but the runoff that feeds groundwater and your sprinkler system was down 20% this year.
Even if we go in, have more precipitation, more showers and thunderstorms in August and September like we usually do, that's really not going to have much an impact on the reservoir levels. It'll just aid with soil conditions.
Merrill says many reservoirs are at 80% capacity following two good snowpack years.
Coming up on KSL, Chad Daybell's preliminary hearing took place yesterday with some details of what the officers found when they got to his property.
And Triple Team traffic.
Right now, we got the closure of 5400 South in Kearns, around 5400 West, and a crash on southbound I-15 in Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:05.
It's red hot. And staying hot for a while. Get updated KSL weather every 10 minutes on the 9s. Mornings and afternoons. On KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, and SEC-registered investment advisor.
If you're just joining us, we confirmed just moments ago it is an officer-involved shooting out at 5600 West, 5400 South that has caused the closure of traffic through that area. Our John Wojcik is on the scene. We'll see if we can get new details for you coming up here in just a minute.
The man who owns the Idaho property where the remains of two missing children were found is expected to be in court for a second day. KSL-TV's Garner Mejia reports prosecutors revealed some things during the first day of Chad Daybell's preliminary hearing.
Prosecutors dropped two bombshells. The first, November body cam video of detectives the day they knocked on Lori Vallow's townhouse to conduct a welfare check for JJ.
Garner reports in that body cam video, Lori Vallow Daybell told officers her former sister-in-law wanted to take her son JJ away from her.
Then came the second bombshell. Melanie Gibb took the stand, and prosecutors played a phone call she had with Chad and Lori in early December.
In that phone call, Chad Daybell denied having anything to do with his ex-wife's death.
The state of Utah says more than 200 people have notified them about getting foreign seed packets. Officials thought the targets were people who had their information stolen from a gardening website.
Some people haven't ordered, seeds, or if they have a garden, they've only bought stuff locally. Other people hadn't ordered anything.
Robert Hogard with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says they're asking people not to destroy the seeds if they get them in the mail, but to send them to them so they can uncover the scam.
pipe by pipe, the organ that once thundered through Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is being taken apart after last year's devastating fire. The mammoth task of dismantling, cleaning, and reassembling France's largest musical instrument is expected to last nearly 4 years. Amazingly, the 8,000 pipe organ survived the 2019 fire that consumed the cathedral's roof and toppled its spire. But the blaze coated the instrument in toxic lead dust that must now be removed.
It's amazing that work is going to continue maybe for decades. Who knows? But 4 years just to refinish or refurbish that beautiful organ there.
Won't it be something when it actually can play again?
When it plays for the first time. It is 6:09. Let's get that look at Triple Team traffic this morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. I'm assuming, Andy, you want to start out there on 5400 South.
Yeah, that's going to be our biggest traffic impact right now, the closure of 5400 South out by 5600 West. So it's actually on 54th, and the area that's blocked is at about 5400 West also. And they're diverting some traffic onto neighborhood streets. But at this point, it looks like they're not letting anybody go past 56th West. If you're heading east, they'll stop you at 56th West and turn you to your alternates, which are 6200 and 4700 South. No delays out of Tooele this morning, though. SR36, I-80, or the 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Got one crash southbound I-15 Utah County. This is in Lehigh. Looks like it's right underneath that Triumph Boulevard overpass as you move over near Thanksgiving Point. And not causing any delays on the northbound side. That one crash is back behind some barrels, it looks like, or at least over to the right. On the northbound side, no problems as you head from Provo up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Things are looking pretty good up north. No accidents or delays on city streets or the major freeways through Weber and Davis County. So if you're getting on I-15 right now in Ogden and heading south, you're going to be less than 30 minutes into downtown Salt Lake City. No problems on US 89 or Legacy Parkway as well. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look at that forecast now and see if we get any relief from the super hot temperatures. Back over to you, Grant.
It's still going to be another hot day along the Wasatch Front, maybe not up to triple-digit heat, so we'll shave off at least a few degrees, but not a whole lot of relief. Sunshine up to 97 degrees. Tomorrow, 99 and partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I hope you can feel the difference between 103 and 97. We'll see. It's a little bit cooler out there this morning, 71 degrees.
One of the many impacts of COVID-19 is on sports. High school sports, college sports, and we sports fans know that to be true. But let's get an in-depth report on that coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's been a tough few months for all of us, but for busy moms, the pandemic has been brutal. With kids always at home, it's been tough for us to take that personal time to get exercise, especially with gym shut down. Now, that's not to mention all the kids' snacks and the stress eating that takes place. It's been tough to stay in shape. The folks at Sono Bello want you to think about doing something that's going to make you feel great about yourself. And that's getting rid of that fat that genetically accumulates in places that you can't do much about. With one comfortable visit to Sono Bello, you could get rid of that stubborn fat. The folks at Sono Bello promise that that's what advanced laser fat removal will do for you in one visit. And right now, you can save $250. Can you imagine getting rid of those problem areas permanently? The extra fat on your stomach, your back, or your thighs gone for good? That's the Sono Bello promise. Find out for yourself how remarkable this procedure is. And remember, right now you can save $250. Visit SonoBello.com/radio. That's SonoBello.com/radio.
Backyard barbecue season is officially here. Now's the time to apply IFA Step 3 Spring and Summer Fertilizer to keep your lawn looking great through the summer holidays. Locally formulated for our lawns and climate here in the Intermountain West, Step 3 helps your grass withstand the heat and stay a beautiful dark green color all summer long. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. Everyone knows your local IFA Country Store is the place to be for everything that grows, even growing kids. At IFA, you'll find great fitting kids' clothing, footwear, and hats from all your favorite brands. We've got the rest of the family covered too, with stylish and comfortable jeans, tops, workwear, footwear, and accessories. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
Don't forget along the way, if you see something we missed or if you just want to let us know you're out there this morning, the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running at 57500. KSL News Time now, 6:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's reservoirs are looking good, even though more people are turning on the tap during this heat wave. But there could be trouble in the next few months. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, a large police presence is visible near 54th South and 56th West after an officer-involved shooting was reported early this morning. We'll get a live update from the scene at 6:30 on Utah's Morning News.
Third, it is affecting your drive, obviously. This looks sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Yeah, and it's got 5400 South closed, it looks like, between 5600 West and maybe as far over as 5200 West. 47th and 6200 South are your alternates. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot, but not quite as hot. Sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
71 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Isaias dumping rain and spawning tornadoes as it marches up the East Coast after making landfall near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano says fires broke out as the storm hit.
Multiple evacuated homes engulfed in flames as the eye of the storm hovered over the town.
I stepped out on the back porch and the sky was just completely red.
Residents like Nate Thompson springing to action, helping firefighters battle the flames.
Trudging through the water and just grabbing new oxygen tanks for them and grabbing onto a hose and spraying water, whatever. We're a family here, so we take care of each other.
One death confirmed so far, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
We have a lot of trees down. We have some storm surge flooding, particularly in southeastern North Carolina. Number of cars floating around. We have about 355,000 people without power. We've had a number of tornadoes, not sure of the count yet.
Tornadoes also reported in Virginia and Maryland as the storm moves further north. Cautious optimism as COVID-19 cases go down in California, Arizona, and Texas.
Here in Dallas County, 382 new COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, the lowest since mid-June. In Houston,
hospital admissions go down. That's a good sign. We are seeing the positivity rate starting to drop. That's a good sign.
But Mayor Sylvester Turner says the challenge is in continuing the trend.
I'm asking for your cooperation in helping us to do that.
He says Houston police will now begin to enforce the state's mask requirement, a warning on the first offense, a citation with a possible $250 fine on the second.
Thousands in Southern California evacuated because of a wildfire raging in its fourth day now. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Some schools around the country that are just opening classrooms to students are already shutting down because of coronavirus outbreaks.
We get more from ABC's Steve Osunsami.
There are 30 states across the country this morning seeing spikes in COVID-19 hospitalizations. And at the same time, Dr. Anthony Fauci is pointing to states outside the Sun Belt, warning that they could see a, quote, insidious increase in cases.
For those of the group out on the front line, thank you for what you're doing, but be prepared because there's a lot of work ahead.
One of his concerns are school systems that are welcoming back students in the classrooms. In Georgia's largest school district north of Atlanta, school hasn't even started yet, and nearly 300 Gwinnett County teachers and staff members are already sick or have been exposed to the virus.
It's very hard to focus on the content, to focus on what I'm paid to do because of this health pandemic. And how risky it is just to go into the building.
And for many families across the country whose school systems have decided to go with in-person instruction, it's a tough decision to send the kids to class.
I'm trying not to cry. That was hard.
Health officials insist that none of this will get any easier as long as we keep seeing this, people crowding a Beverly Hills mansion overnight, and at the party there was not a face covering in sight. Police responded after a noise complaint. They made no arrests and wrote no tickets. On the other side of the country, New Jersey's health commissioner is blaming another crowded party for a growing outbreak that's hit the Rutgers University football team. So far, at least 28 players have tested positive for the coronavirus. And even when schools, for example, follow precautions recommended by health authorities, children who return to them are still at risk. A mother with a student at Indiana University shares this Facebook post saying that despite routine testing and social distancing at the school, her son, freshman offensive lineman Brady Feeney, tested positive last month, had trouble breathing, and is now struggling with possible heart issues, writing, "Bottom line, even if your son's schools do everything right to protect them, they can't protect them."
That's something we need to accept. Even when you do everything right, it's possible to still get the virus. Mm-hmm. I mean, the virus is stronger than all of these protections.
Well, from the very beginning, we were told this was, our efforts were going to be to bend the curve, to flatten the curve,
right.
Not to eliminate the virus. And
there was no 100% protection.
No, and somewhere along the way, I think it sort of morphed into this idea that if we did certain things, that the virus, wouldn't infect anybody ever again.
Yes,
we're
right.
Not even sure that's the case after a vaccine comes along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something that everybody needs to accept. And our effort now is to protect the most vulnerable among us.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids are considered to be among the least vulnerable. And so that's why there is some question about going back to the classroom or not. But
right.
Just tough. And we don't have any good answers at this moment, unfortunately. We just do the best we can do together,
exactly.
Collectively as a group. That's the in-depth here at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with the closure of 5400 South in Kearns between about 5200 and 5600 West for police activity. Your main alternates, 47th and 6200 South. We're seeing a bit of a delay now at the intersection of 56th and 54th because people aren't able to make that turn on to 54th like they were expecting to. Looking good, though, on I-15 from Draper to downtown, at least for now. Eric?
And I-15 is in pretty good shape in Utah County. You do have one accident, and that's southbound in Lehigh, right underneath the Triumph Boulevard overpass before you get 100 North. Doesn't look like it's causing any problems as they've successfully moved that over to the right and out of the flow. On the northbound side, expect your normal 24-minute drive time from Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
No accidents reported up north, but we do have a little bit of slowing southbound I-15 as you approach the Willard Bay exit. Haven't heard of an accident, and there's not a lot of traffic up there, so it could be construction or maybe debris in the roadway. But once you get past it, you're going to be fine the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake City, and no problems on I-84 going through the mountains. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. A cooling, and I use that term loosely, a cooling 7-day forecast coming your way with Grant.
No storms in sight, and we shave off at least a few degrees for today. Sunny up to 97, still hot though. Partly cloudy up to 99 tomorrow, and then 97 Thursday, also lots of sunshine. Maybe not quite as hot by Friday. We're up to 93 that day, mostly sunny, but same Saturday, 93, lots of sunshine. 94 Sunday, mostly sunny, and sunshine 94 Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let's take a look. It is 71 degrees. I saw this interesting note in USA Today. The five things that have changed in your grocery shopping experience since the pandemic.
Okay.
And I found these things to be true. Number one, prices are higher.
Mm-hmm.
That's just true. Across the board, I think prices are higher. Number two, perishable items are more popular, which is, I think, a wonderful thing that people are eating more fruits and vegetables, but also meat and seafood and dairy. Number three, we are treating ourselves to things that we love.
Comfort
like,
foods.
Yes, chocolates and frozen treats. Number four, there are fewer choices. And that might just be because we are eating more at home that we're gobbling up whatever is out there.
Well, supply chains probably affect
and
some
true.
Of that, too. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Smart. And lastly, online shopping is here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just so that we don't have to go out.
Some people get hooked on it. My daughter, who has you and I've had this conversation before, she suffers from anxiety and has always had reasons she didn't want to leave the house. But now that she has gotten comfortable with a little extra charge for having food delivered to the house, that's how she does her grocery shopping these days.
Yeah.
And I know she doesn't plan on changing the way she's doing
yeah.
about it. Anyway,
right.
Interesting. Coming up in just a minute, we'll see how the markets are doing. We're still down this morning. We'll check by how much That's right after we check in with Sean Michael Lyle on KSL.
Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, traditional public, or even private day school. As you research this kind of education, you'll find that Wasatch Academy, right here in Utah, is so much more than that. Founded in 1875, Wasatch Academy is more than just a preparatory school. It's a 100% inclusive school whose average class size is 12 students. Yet its campus sits on 35 acres in beautiful San Pete County, one of the safest places in the nation. Students come from throughout the world to live and attend school at Wasatch Academy, whose holistic approach to academics, the arts, a celebrated athletics program, and a tailored learning center for Generation Z is unmatched, to say the least. And college acceptance is 100%. A world-class education is just the beginning at Wasatch Academy. To learn about this and more, visit wasatchacademy.org.
Utah travel adventure starts in your own backyard with Cedar City. While it's true, Cedar City's home of the famous Shakespeare Festival, now it's time to let wonder be your guide. Discover another side of this cool southern Utah town. Cedar City is wonderful and loaded with adventure. From beautiful places like Brian Head Resort's miles of chairlift rides, mini zip lines, mountain biking, and alpine slides. Or add the cool Alpine Cedar Breaks National Monument to your bucket list. Enrobed in the circle of painted cliffs, 150 species of wildflowers, hiking trails, and spectacular views. Nearby is Bryce and Kolob Canyons, just off I-15. Plus, Cedar City has miles of new downhill and flow trails for riding. Now, if four-wheel adventures are your scene, Cedar City has over 400 miles of socially distanced OHV trails. Pack up your bikes, hiking shoes, ATVs, and fishing poles, because Cedar City isn't just a place for first-class theater. Here, you're the star of your own adventure. Plan your trip today. Let wonder be your guide at visitcedarcity.com.
I'm excited to tell you guys about my incredible experience with Serta Pro Painters. See, I was looking at changing the outside of my house. I hated the colors and I needed a change. So I called Serta Pro to give me an estimate, but more importantly, I needed a consultation. And that's one of my favorite things about Serta Pro. They will come out to your house, as they did mine. They drove around the neighborhood to get a feel for what colors would match, and it was a home run. So let me encourage you guys to have them come out to your house. Do that on-site estimate. But they're sensitive to coronavirus, and they can do remote estimates as well. Now, this isn't just for your home. They do commercial projects as well. Schedule that free estimate online today at SertaPro.com. And make sure you spell Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people right there in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting.
A simple solution saves three lives, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, if you ever find yourself stranded on a deserted island, there's an old standby that really does work to help get yourself rescued.
Hadn't been for you eating the professor's formula, we'd have been rescued by now.
No Gilligan's Island here. Three boaters were stranded on a tiny Indonesian island when they were spotted by a U.S. Air Force tanker plane this week, after writing SOS in giant letters in the sand. An Indonesian patrol boat able to pick them up after other planes dropped food and a radio. The men went missing last week and opted to test the old distress signal in the sand, and it worked. FYI, the letters SOS don't actually stand for anything. It was originated by the German Navy in 1906. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Just nice that that stuff works, not just in the movies.
We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. We have an update now on an officer-involved shooting in Kearns. The Unified Police Department just confirmed to KSL on the scene that a man pulled a gun on an officer during a pursuit, and the officer shot and killed that man. No names have been released. We'll get a live report from 56th West and 54th South coming up at 6:30 on Utah's Morning News.
And we'll check in with John Wojcik there. Let's just get a quick look here at how the markets are doing this morning. As we mentioned, we were down earlier. We continue in that direction. The Dow off 73. The S&P is down about 13. The NASDAQ this hour is off 39 points.
And Watching Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank.
Shots fired in West Jordan. A police confrontation in Cottonwood Heights. Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more.
Oh, I see police on top of demonstrators.
They were looking for a confrontation.
Gunfire was exchanged with someone inside the truck.
15 to 20 shots. Just so fast.
Start each day here for the fastest information. And keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that could help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448. 44-48.
629 Triple Team Traffic back again, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy, this is going to be a while out there on the west side.
Yeah, they're not going to let any through traffic on 5400 South between about 56 and 5200 West. People who live in neighborhoods that empty onto 5400 South, they're letting you out and then sending you towards 56th or towards 4800 West. But you can't go directly through on 5400 South in Kearns. In the meantime, 6200 and 4700 South are your main alternates on that west side of the valley. I-215 so far in good shape in Salt Lake County. Eric?
The freeway is in good shape as well in Utah County, northbound from Santa Quinn Payson all the way through American Fork and Lehigh. On the southbound side, something to take note of near Thanksgiving Point, right at the Triumph Boulevard overpass. There is a crash, but it's been moved over to the right shoulder, maybe behind some construction barrels there, so that shouldn't cause you any major problems. Heather?
No delays right now on the major freeways in Weber and Davis County. You've got good speeds on US 89 Legacy Parkway and transitioning onto I-215's West Belt if you're going to the airport. And I-15 in both directions looks good as well. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utahns take care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how hot does it get today? Back to you, Grant.
It's going to be another hot day, but maybe not quite up to the triple-digit territory, about 4 or 5 degrees cooler. Probably not going to notice much of the difference there. 97 and mostly sunny skies. 99, partly cloudy and still hot tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:31.
It is 71 degrees.
And traffic closed, 5400 South, out by 56th West in Kearns. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
That is the source of our breaking news in Kearns, where police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting near a busy intersection.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 56th West and 54th South with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, there's still a heavy police presence where I'm at on the scene, which is actually closer to 54th South and 52nd West. There's only a couple police vehicles on my end, but a lot of flashing lights a little bit farther down by 54th West, probably a dozen or so vehicles in total. I just spoke to Detective Kevin Mallory with Unified Police, who gave a very brief overview of what happened this morning. He says it started around 5:10 when an officer made contact with the suspect in the area, and that individual then fled on foot.
During that foot pursuit, the individual pulled out a handgun, and the officer engaged him a critical incident occurred at that point. The suspect is deceased. The officer is uninjured at this point.
He adds that cops did perform emergency life-saving medical help, but the individual died at the scene. We know the deceased suspect was a male, but we're still awaiting more info about their age, let alone an ID. For the time being, though, steer clear of the area. Cops still have to stretch a roadway shutdown as they conduct their investigation. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of people surround Cottonwood Heights City Hall in support of their police department. This comes after people involved in a protest that turned violent called the police over-aggressive in making their arrests.
You know, I think the police handled it well, but they were outnumbered. And there was just an explosive violence. And I do feel like if we were here, that I don't think that would have happened.
Utah Citizens Alarm founder Casey Robertson says it's completely false to label entire law enforcement agencies as racist because of the actions of a few officers.
Prosecutors revealed some new information in the first day of the preliminary hearing for the man who owns the property where the bodies of two children were found. KSL-TV's Garna Mejia is in Rexburg, Idaho.
Detectives described finding the bodies of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan buried in Chad Daybell's backyard. When it came to their relationship, detectives say Chad and Lori downplayed knowing each other. Melanie Gibbs confronted them about lying to detectives and pretending that JJ was staying with her in Arizona. The couple refused to tell Melanie where JJ was, alleging it was for safety reasons.
Chad Daybell is expected to be back in the courtroom today.
A big storm rolled in from the Atlantic overnight. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Hurricane Isaias made landfall on the Carolina coast last night before being downgraded to a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center saying the danger remains.
Rainfall is going to be a very big issue. There is a pretty significant chance of flash flooding.
Tornadoes reported in North Carolina and Virginia. One death is reported. Coronavirus cases, infection rates, and hospitalizations declining 9% week over week across the U.S., but a memo from FEMA reports 24% increase in deaths. Fatalities typically trail infections by about 2 weeks. 36 crew members of a Norwegian cruise ship have tested positive for coronavirus. Correspondent Charles de la Desma says the ship is now in lockdown in Norway.
The cruise line often acts like a local ferry. Some passengers have disembarked along the route and may have spread the virus to local communities.
At least two of those passengers are confirmed infected. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the Miami Marlins back to playing baseball tonight after more than a week off due to a coronavirus outbreak. Manager Don Mattingly will have to do without the 18 players who tested positive.
Obviously, we're going to have a pretty good roster turnover here. Some of the guys I've never met.
The St. Louis Cardinals are now postponing games due to an outbreak. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, the Jazz try to stop the Lakers from getting the top seed in the West.
And triple team traffic.
5400 South closed for a portion in Kearns over by 5600 West. That's an area to avoid. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News. Time is 6:35.
KSL keeps you informed and keeps you company. We're all news all morning. Then alongside, it's David Dujanovic, Boyd Matheson, and Lee Lonsberry.
We're Utah's all-day companion for news.
This commercial is only for homeowners who've been thinking about replacing their old worn-out air conditioner and furnace. Everyone else, you can stop listening. Well, seriously, I'll wait for you. We good? Okay. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you may have heard about our 2020 relief sale that's going on right now. You know the sale where you can get $2,020 off a new Carrier air conditioner and furnace? Now, this isn't some rebate that you have to submit to the manufacturer. We're going to give you $2,020 off on the spot. The first step? Schedule a free estimate. We'll come out and size the system to fit your home and comfort preferences. Then we'll present you with options and give you $2,020 off whichever option you choose. The sale won't last long, so if you're a homeowner thinking about replacing your old worn-out air conditioner and furnace, schedule a free estimate with Any Hour Services. Mention our 2020 relief sale when you call, and you'll save $2,020 off your new Carrier air conditioner and furnace. Call 801-443-7600, 801-443-7600. You can also Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
If you're just joining us, I want to remind you of some breaking news in the Kearns area between 56th West, 5400 South. Things are closed down there to traffic. We had an officer-involved shooting overnight. A man pulled a gun on an officer this morning. He is now deceased. We'll have the latest on that with John Wojcik coming up.
The Sundance Film Festival is cutting back next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, the festival will start a week later and be shorter and have fewer people attending because organizers are worried about the spread of the coronavirus. The festival will start January 28th and last only 7 days. Seating capacity could be reduced by 75%. The Park Record says the Park City Council will meet tonight to talk about this proposal from Sundance. They're expected to waive a requirement that the majority of screenings be in Park City or Summit County. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Well, the Jazz couldn't stop Anthony Davis and the Lakers last night.
Davis step-back three-pointer, fell in a bucket, and Anthony Davis is going to have a chance at 40 points.
He actually finished with 42. Lakers win 116-108. The Jazz have today off. Then two lunchtime games are coming up this week. Amanda and I can watch the entire thing.
Love those lunchtime games.
Tip-off against Memphis set for 12:30 tomorrow, and then there's an 11 a.m. tip-off for the Jazz and the Spurs coming up on Friday.
6:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And we start with you, Andy.
Amanda, the big news is, of course, the closure of 5400 South for a stretch between 5600 West and about 5200 West. For those of you who would normally travel through there, you'll need to go to 4700 or 6200 South. Pardon me. I am seeing some extra delay along 47th South now from 48th West over towards Bangor Highway, so don't be too surprised to see that traffic busier than usual. Eric?
And we also have, a crash that's been cleared in Utah County. Southbound I-15, we had one in Lehigh near Triumph Boulevard, but that's gone. I-15 on the northbound side, it's in great shape, 24 minutes from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also in good shape, heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
We've got a crash in Far West. This is on 2000 West near 3300 North. And I'm seeing a lot of delay, at least two blocks heading north on 2000 West. But there's also some slowing southbound as well. So looks like this is affecting traffic in both directions. The good news, if you're taking I-15 southbound from there, you're going to have good speeds all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. Not only does UTA have the best bus operator, friendliest too. Thanks for moving us forward 1 mile at a time. Thank your operator at rideuta.com/thanks. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get back to Grant in the Weather Center.
Had another number of triple-digit days lately. We're going to be close today. Sunshine up to 97, so it's still pretty hot out there. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow and up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
71 downtown.
Coming up in just a moment, this is an interesting story that happened in Colorado where police swarmed a stolen car, a car they thought was stolen, and they pulled the people out of the car and put even little kids on the ground in handcuffs. Mm. It was not the car they were looking for.
Oh, no.
More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
The details coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Let's take a minute and talk about Rob and his team at Superior Water and Air. One of my favorite opportunities was to go out there with you on one occasion and have Rob show us through their warehouse. When you've got a leaky problem or a flood problem that is, with the potential of causing a lot more damage around the house, time is of the essence. And when he walked us through the warehouse with every connector and fitter imaginable, they have the ability, because of the storage and the supply of all of that, to get right on your problem, get to your house, and make sure that you and your family are happy and safe.
Yeah, I was blown away at just the supply of things in that warehouse, I thought, holy cow, they could go for a long time and not run out of what they need for their plumbers. And most importantly, I felt just the dedication on behalf of the people who work for Superior. These people, they love the company they work for. And the, you know, the people who work there have worked there 10, 15, 20 years. And many of them have worked for other companies first, and they came over to Superior because they wanted to work for a really good company. And that's the kind of company Superior is.
Yeah, and in that warehouse also, probably the most water heaters I've ever seen in one place in my life. They actually install more water heaters than anybody else here in Utah. So give them a call the next time you have a problem in the house. You need Superior Water and Air for that peace of mind. 801-974-9090, or you can find them online at superiorwaterandair.com.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real. Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't work? Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more. Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, we're following breaking news in Kearns, where police say they shot and killed a man after a pursuit earlier this morning. We'll get a live report coming up in the 7 o'clock report here on Utah's Morning News.
Second, some parents in the Davis School District are planning to rally ahead of the school board meeting tonight. They're calling for a full return to in-person classes this fall.
Third, let's see what the roads look like this morning. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Right now, traffic closed at 5400 South between 56 and 5200 West. Got a report of a crash out in Magna on 7200 West near 2800 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hot but not quite as hot, sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
71 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
North Carolina taking its first look at damage caused by Hurricane Isaias. The eye of the Category 1 storm came ashore at Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper telling ABC the pandemic added another layer to complications.
In a disaster, we know that when you have congregate sheltering, and people, a lot of people in one place, that you have the potential for spread of the virus. So we had to make sure that we had extra precautions as we planned for evacuation shelters.
At least one person in North Carolina was killed. The storm is now marching north into Virginia. High tide in Alexandria about an hour from now. ABC's Rachel Scott's there.
Expected to be 3 feet above the normal tide level. Add that with the winds that could reach over 50 miles per hour. And then you have some flooding as well. And that is a big concern here for businesses and residents, especially in Old Town Alexandria, where they have dealt with this year after year.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Colorado family is speaking out after their vehicle was mistakenly thought to be stolen.
The family was taken out of the vehicle by police at gunpoint, and even the kids were put on the ground in handcuffs. ABC's Clayton Sandell has more.
The sounds of children handcuffed face down on the pavement.
this morning, prompting a new investigation after Aurora, Colorado police mistakenly believed they'd found a stolen car driven by Brittany Gilliam.
To hear four kids scream my name like that is the most heartbreaking thing ever.
Gilliam says without warning, officers pointed guns at her, her six-year-old daughter, 12-year-old sister, and two teenage nieces.
We're not the criminals here. I can understand if you just drew your gun at me, at the adult here, and said, listen, ma'am, I'm gonna draw my gun on you because you're more likely the person that probably stole the vehicle. But the way you did your job with the kids...
Here's how police explain the mix-up. In Aurora, automated license plate readers at intersections check for stolen cars. On Sunday, the system alerted dispatchers that Gilliam's car was stolen. But in reality, her car shares a license plate number with the real stolen vehicle, a motorcycle from Montana.
The mistake is that the officer was going off of what dispatch told them that was confirmed. So he was acting in good faith. The officer started doing investigation on his own to look it into the computer, found that it was not listed as a stolen vehicle.
She says she doesn't want an apology, but wants Aurora police to do better.
The whole point of you being a police officer is to protect and serve for the people. You did not protect and serve. It's unacceptable. Any way you try to see it.
Just last month, three Aurora cops were fired and one quit after posing for pictures making fun of the chokehold used on Elijah McClain.
I can't breathe.
The 23-year-old died last summer after this encounter with police and paramedics. He'd committed no crime.
Now, Gilliam tells me she believes she and her family might have been treated differently if they weren't black. Aurora PD has apologized and says they are reviewing their policies and training.
Wow, it was the exact same license plate.
I didn't think that was possible.
I didn't think that was possible either. But to put kids on the ground in handcuffs does make you wonder, was that necessary? Is there a way to clear something up before that kind of harsh? Maybe they'll revisit their policies. And maybe that's what she wants. Anyway, thank you for that, Clayton. The in-depth at 15 and 45.
6:49, it's Triple Team Traffic back again. Sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy Farnsworth, give us the latest on that situation and current.
All right, well, the road is closed, 5400 South between 5600 West and 5200 West. So no through traffic. People who live in neighborhoods that empty onto 5400 South, they're allowing you there and then sending you to one side of the closure or the other. Right now, not a huge delay. Most people seem to be going up to 47th South, so I am seeing more traffic there, especially between 48th West and Bangor Highway. And a report of a crash in Magna causing some delay near 7200 West and 2800 South. Eric?
I-15, meanwhile, looks pretty good as you head north from Provo all the way to downtown Salt Lake City. We did have a crash in the construction area in Lehigh for southbound traffic a little bit earlier, but that's been cleared off. And right now through there, northbound, no problems, as well as through Draper and Sandy as you head up to the south interchange. Heather?
We've got pretty good speeds on all the major roadways through Weber and Davis County. Starting to see a few more cars southbound I-15, especially through the Clearfield-Layton-Kaysville area, but not quite enough traffic to cause any delays or slowdowns in that area. We do have a crash in Far West. This is on 2000 West, right near 3300 North, and it's causing some pretty big delays in both directions now. So it looks like there may be a lane blocked in both northbound and southbound on 2000 West. Ogden's Flooring and Design was voted the best flooring store in Utah Valley for 10 consecutive years. Visit ogdensflooring.com today or stop by one of their 11 locations for a free measure. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and see what the temperatures look like, Grant.
Another hot one along the Wasatch Front. Not quite as hot, up to 97. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies in 99. And then we're back to 97 on Thursday. Again, mostly sunny skies. It shaves off at least a little bit by the end of the week. Sunshine only 93 on Friday. 93 on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, 94 the high Sunday, and mostly sunny. We're back to 94 on Monday as well, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 71 downtown.
Coming up, we'll see how the markets are doing. Futures numbers, of course, we'll have the opening bell at 7:30. KSL News Time, 6:52.
As a business owner, providing workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees is a major expense. Let the experts at Golden West Insurance Services take away the confusion and find you ways to save. We'll independently shop your policy with all the major providers, such as Workers' Compensation Fund, Copperpoint, AmTrust, The Hartford, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, and many more, to significantly lower the cost of your workers' compensation coverage. Your local Golden West insurance experts will work alongside you to help your business work safely and efficiently, offering OSHA compliance reviews, help with HR policies and procedures, employee training, customized safety manuals, and return to work programs. And we can write policies for any Utah business, no matter what size or industry. Get your insurance at credit union rates. For a free quote on workers' compensation insurance or any of our commercial insurance coverages, visit gwcu.org. Golden West Insurance Services.
We'll take care of you.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here for Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all summer because if you want to get that summer trip going and we're getting in that real hot part of the year, how about a hot sale for you? $150 off a set of four Big O brand tires through August 23rd. This is a big time deal.
Wow.
They now have 42 stores, Scott, from Logan to Beaver. Not down to Ridgefield anymore. It's all the way down to Beaver, baby. So they're covering you all the way across the Wasatch Front.
I know. And they also have the lowest prices on every tire, every brand. And all those brands you know, like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, Continental, BF Goodrich, and even more. And it's not just tires, Alex.
Right.
You can come in for brakes, shocks, struts, oil changes, alignments, and your air conditioner, because you know you need the air conditioner right now.
No credit needed financing. They're going to hook you up on any budget. And I'll tell you what, if you need to go in and get that alignment checked, you can get it for free right now. You go in and make sure your car's performing at its best. Like so many other Americans taking road trips out there, you can go to your local Big O and make sure that you're ready for that trip. And it's all contactless service if you want through the Big O Tires as well. Go to their website and find the location nearest you. That's BigOtires.com, BigOtires.com.
I wish people would learn to come in sooner. Unfortunately, by the time they come in our stores, they're almost desperate. They've been struggling trying to find a solution for their problem. They're looking with hope in their eyes. You've got to be able to help me.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A construction guy comes in and told me, "I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. My feet hurt so bad, I can't do what I need to do at work. You got to help me." It's unbelievable how quickly the product changes some things for some people.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
When you're able to help them work more efficiently, more comfortably, and they're back and doing things that they've been wanting to do, things that they've missed, I go home every day proud of what I've done.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
And the news brought to you by the Goodfeet store. Find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit goodfeetnw.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Twitter says it could face a $250 million fine from the Federal Trade Commission. The social media company being investigated for using email addresses and phone numbers in targeting advertising.
KSL Drives, Honda is recalling over 1.6 million minivans and SUVs in the U.S. to fix problems with backup camera displays, malfunctioning dashboard lights, and sliding doors that don't latch properly. The models impacted include 2019 through 2020 models.
Markets off just a little bit this morning on the futures. The Dow is off 56, the S&P down about 13.5, and it looks like the NASDAQ this hour is off by 45 points.
Time for Jazz Notes, and here is KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz fell to the Los Angeles Lakers Monday night, 116-108. Despite 33 points from All-Star guard Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz couldn't keep up with forward Anthony Davis, who scored 42 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the Lakers' win. Mike Conley added 24 points and 8 assists for the Jazz in the loss. Quinn Snyder's team was once again plagued by poor shooting in Orlando. The team connected on just 12 of 43 three-point attempts, moving the usually hot shooting Jazz average to just 26% over the last three games.
We had some possessions where the ball really moved and we got really wide open threes, and we weren't able to knock them down.
The Jazz now turn their attention to the Memphis Grizzlies. The Jazz will face the 8th-seeded Memphis squad on Wednesday. The Grizzlies are 0-3 since resuming the NBA season and are fighting to hold on to the final playoff spot in the West. For all the latest news on the Utah Jazz, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Yeah.
You trust KSL for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on the free KSL News Radio app, powered by AnyHour Services, Utah's HVAC, plumbing, drains, and electric experts. Get it now. Text the word app to 57500 or search for KSL News Radio in your app store.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router. Making it work, making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
Utah Gives Back is a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
In 1988, because of a lack of oxygen at birth, Matthew Robson was born with several disabilities. He was blind, mostly paralyzed, and spoke only a few words. He lived 10 years, and during that time, the Robson family learned that many people with disabilities were in need of, but unable to afford, the assistive equipment they needed. To address this, they created Ability Found, an organization providing people with disabilities the much-needed equipment such as wheelchairs, scooters, bathroom apparatus, and much more. Through their network of partners, Ability Found provides mobility and adaptive equipment at low and, in some cases, no cost. Those in need can apply through their healthcare provider, and once approved, each client will be fitted with the equipment needed and trained on how to use it. They are only able to sustain this critical service with your support. To learn more and donate, please visit abilityfound.org. That's abilityfound.org. Select Health recognizes the improved independence provided by Ability Found as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Andy?
Amanda, traffic still closed, 5400 South out at 5600 West. They won't let you go past the 5600 West intersection along 54th all the way over to 5200 West for the police situation. Those of you who are along I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, you've got great traffic and cleanup of a crash on 7200 West near 2800 South. Eric?
And looks good over on the 215 East Belt as you head north towards I-80 or Foothill Drive. I-80, dry roads out into the mountains. If you're going to Park City, no trouble right now in Utah County on the freeway. Heather?
The biggest issue for drivers up north is actually in Box Elder County in far west. It's on 2000 West. A crash near 3300 North is causing delays in both directions. Protect your roof from the damage winter inflicts.